Let us move on to item number 6, which is another substantial item. This is on the planning review on the development of the ex-Chagorlang coaling mine site, which is our paper number TFK/05/2013. This ex-Chagorlang coaling mine site is situated at the East Kowloon Harbourfront area. A planning review on the Kowloon mine site was actually commissioned by the planning department in 2011 with the aim to early releasing the potential housing sites at the upper platforms of the Kowloon mine and to review the planned land uses within the site. This preferred option proposes private housing development of 15 residential blocks ranging from 16 to 22 stories, providing some 2,200 flats for accommodating a population of about 6,000. And the Kun Tong District Council was consulted on the preferred option at its meeting on the 8th of January 2013. And after the completion of the planning review, an engineering feasibility study will be commenced by CEDD. On this item, may I welcome the following representatives to the meeting from the Planning Department, Mr. Eric Yu and Ms. Paulina Kwan. I would like to invite members to declare interest, if any. If no, then let us proceed with the presentation and try to keep it within 15 minutes, please. Okay. Eric, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. We have prepared a PowerPoint. Perhaps I will ask my colleague to present our study findings to the members.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, all members. I would like to present my. I would like to make the presentation in Cantonese. 前茶果嶺高嶺土礦場發展規劃檢討，這個嘅檢討咧，佢嘅研究地點係喺九龍東嘅海邊。 佢係大概咧，佢喺北邊咧就係接連咗一個大型嘅私人屋苑嚟講成，咁而喺佢嘅東邊咧就係一啲嘅係曬草灣康樂用地嘅，咁上邊都有一個規劃咗嘅休憩用地，咁然後咧大概距離依個嘅發展。 500米左右呢，就係藍田地鐵站，咁上面就係有匯景花園嘅。咁整個嘅研究地點呢，大概係有18公頃。咁其中有11公頃度呢，就係喺分區計劃大綱圖上面係劃為咗住宅甲類用途，甲類4。 用途作為高密度住宅發展嘅，咁另外咧，亦都係有3公頃到嘅土地咧，係劃為咗政府機構同埋社區用地嘅。咁最大幅嗰個咧，就係接連住喺麗港城隔離呢一幅啦。咁佢咧就原本係預留作為學校3間學校嘅發展嘅。 咁而呢個喺圖面上顯示上呢個橙橙地色嘅呢，就顯示到佢呢個大概超過一半嘅地方呢，都係屬於係海濱地帶嚟嘅，係跌咗喺專責委員會嘅範圍裏面。喺目前嚟講呢，呢一個研究範圍呢，裏面呢就包括咗一個已經棄置咗嘅高嶺土礦場啦。咁裏面呢，大概另外有3至4公頃嘅平台地方㗎。咁而海邊嘅地方呢，就有茶果嶺村，而中間呢，就係有一個綠色嘅小山崗咁㗎。如果喺 港島東或者喺維多利亞港望埋去呢，呢個綠色嘅小山丘呢，其實係相當顯眼嘅。咁整個區域裏面呢，就主要都係官地嚟嘅。呢個嘅規劃檢討嘅主要目的呢，就係一方面係要加快房屋用地嘅供應啦，但另外一方面呢，亦都係為咗保持呢個研究地點裏面嘅自然景貌啦、海濱景。 景觀同埋要維持茶果嶺嘅現有嗰個現象嘅。 個現狀，咁希望咧，從而咧就帶咗一個可以持續發展同埋方便行人嘅社區同埋社區環境嘅。咁基於呢個咁嘅大前提咧，呢啲嘅發展新嘅發展咧，將會係集中喺前嘅擴場平台上邊，盡量減少地盤平整嘅需要啦。咁同埋喺適當地方咧，係會預留觀景同埋通風廊，咁係愛嚟保持視覺景觀上是盡量減少對視覺景觀的影響和區裏面的空氣流通的影響的。經過考慮過四周的環境和這個景觀、地形、交通情況，這個規劃檢討就是確定了研究地點是不適合作為高密度發展的，而就是以在這個前的擴場平台上面呢就發展一個中密度的私人住宅，咁佢平均的地積比呢是大概是四，而同埋一間小學以及一個公眾的休憩用地。至於其他的地方呢，就除了係話喺適度喺山坡啊，同埋喺茶果嶺村裏面一啲現存嘅休憩用地進行咗環境改善工程之外，基本上咧係會保持現狀嘅。咁而家版面顯示出嚟嘅咧就係啲建議嘅總綱發展圖，同埋佢對應嘅園景設計大綱圖咁嘅。咁喺度顯示到出嚟啦，就最近麗港城嗰邊咧就係一間我哋建議係一間小學啦。就大概是有八層高，咁作為咧係未來嗰個新嘅住宅發展同埋麗港城之間嘅一個分隔啦。咁另外咧嘅三個嘅平台咧，就主要會用嚟做住宅發展。佢哋嘅喺上邊靠北呢一個嘅平台上邊咧，佢嗰個高度大概係22層高啦。咁而佢嘅高度會漸次咁樣樣遞減啦，向海邊，咁就減到落嚟係大概16層、17層咁樣樣嘅。咁而咧就喺呢一個發展嘅平台嘅南邊咧，就會發展一個嘅公園，咁係俾未來嘅住。嗰啲居民啦，同埋公众使用㗎。咁呢个公园里面呢就会联络咗意义嘅绿色步行径啦，同埋一啲观景堂㗎。咁係可以呢就方便除咗係俾未啲公众呢可以係多一个嘅多一种嘅户外嘅康乐设施之外呢，亦都係方便未来嗰啲人嗰啲居民呢就係、是、由海边去到山上边呢一度嘅晒草湾嗰啲康乐设施佢嗰个联系㗎。咁而喺图面亦都係会见到呢有两条20米阔嘅观景同埋係通风廊㗎。咁我哋係希望藉住咁样样呢係可以保持到高地同埋海滨之间嗰个视觉嘅联系，同埋对嗰、那个流通空氣流通咧，嗰、那個影響係減到最細嘅。咁我哋都會睇到咧，喺隔離呢度咧，就係、是、依一個係意義中嘅將南隧道嗰個藍田交匯處。咁呢度中間呢個嘅先前提到嗰個休憩用地，其實咧亦都可以提供一個環境嘅緩衝，俾未來嘅住宅同埋呢一個嘅交匯處嘅。咁喺为咗要确保呢一个意义嘅发展啦，佢系能够同佢四周围嘅基础设施啦，同埋佢环境配合啦，以及唔会造成区内边不良嘅影响咧。咁我哋喺呢一个规划检讨嘅过程里边系做过一系列嘅初步嘅技术评估嘅，咁主要嘅包括咗交通评估啦。咁佢咧就确认咗咧，以呢一个咁嘅以已嘅發展規模咧，其實一個出入口，一個車輛嘅出入口已經係足夠嘅啦。咁就建議咧，就喺將呢個車輛嘅出入口咧，我上翻嚟講，建議咧喺呢一個嘅車輛出入口咧，就係、是、擴建原本嘅。前擴場嗰個嘅出入口成為一條標準嘅通道嘅，咁另外咧，亦都由於嗰個地形啦，同埋高度嘅差距咧，南邊啲前擴場嘅通道咧，係唔可以發展成為 这个正式的一个行车道的，咁就只可故此咧就建议咧就将佢变成一个即係將佢改建成為一個嘅緊急車輛通道同埋行人嘅通道咁嘅。咁而喺停車數目上面咧，為咗要盡量減少呢一個以業發展對四周圍嘅交通嘅影響，咁所以建議咧係就按香港規劃標準同埋準則嘅最低嗰個要求嚟配置嘅，咁大概係有226個啦。咁而咧個停車場咧，亦都係將會設喺地下，因為我哋係為咗要盡量減少對於視覺同埋係空氣流通方面嘅影響咧，將來嘅住宅發展係唔會設有基座平台嘅。咁係根據呢一個交通評估嘅結論咧，就只要係连输行埋一啲嘅舒缓设施咧，基本上呢个发展咧系唔会对四周围会造成不良嘅交通影响嘅。咁嗰啲嘅发展其实亦都唔需要话系好大型嘅基础建设嘅。咁主要系话喺附近咧嗰几个嘅路口作一啲嘅上边有啲交通灯号嘅改动啊，或者系有啲地方嘅當地嘅一啲嘅行人道啊等等嗰啲嘅修積嘅擴闊啦等等。咁另外咧就係建議咧就係開設一條專線小巴咧，直達上邊嘅藍田地鐵站，咁從而咧就減低居民係對嗰個私家車輛嗰個需求嘅。咁另外咧亦都係建議咧有一條嘅新嘅專線小巴線咧係直。经过 T2 干线咧，系直达西九龙嘅。咁此外咧，亦都会建议系调整目前嘅巴士啊，巴士线。咁希望咧，佢可以系沿住呢一个茶果岭道，咁去到回旋处再回头咧，咁系更加好咁样服务茶果岭村嘅居民同埋未来嘅居民嘅。咁至于系景观同埋视觉评估上边啦，咁就建议咧。参考了四周围的高度，建议将最高的建筑物高度就是限制在在主水平基准上面的110米，而渐次就向海滨递减到是90米，咁亦都系咧就已经预留了两条20米阔的观景廊嘅，咁系爱嚟确保嗰个晒草湾。即係山上邊咧，同埋海濱嘅視覺聯繫，咁加埋咧，我哋係會盡有可能咧，就係會提供綠化啦、優化山坡等等，設置自然步行徑啦。咁我哋會從咧嗰個合成照片裏邊睇到咧，其實咧呢一個咧就係由鰂魚涌公園嗰邊望過去嘅。咁而家咧就嗰個東九龍咧，基本上佢係有一個階梯式嘅。一個階梯式嘅咁樣形式嘅一個建築物嘅輪廓嘅，咁我哋喺下邊張圖咧都顯示到，咁建以嗰個高度咧係可以維持咗現存呢個整體嘅一個咁嘅輪廓嘅，咁而咧由未來嘅啟德發展區裏面嗰、那個海濱長廊望過嚟，打針望過嚟咧，亦都發覺咧呢一個嘅意義嘅發展咧係。好好咁樣可以融合喺而家東九龍裏面嘅現存發展裏面嘅，唔會造成特別嘅視覺嘅，即係壞嘅影響嘅。咁如果我哋係由一個高地，即係喺偉奕順徑上面喺五鬼山嗰個山頂嗰度望落嚟咧，咁就發覺咧呢、這個意義嘅住宅發展咧，其實係對於維多利亞港同埋嗰個水體個 water body 咧係完全冇影響嘅。咁另外咧就空氣流通方便啦，由於建築物之間咧係已經可以提供足夠嘅間距啦，同埋另外亦都設咗有兩條嘅通風廊，所以咧盛行風無論係東北風啦，或者係裏邊嘅夏天嘅西南風啦、東南風啦，又或者係平時我哋呢一區最好多居民都觉得呢度好好风嘅呢个海风啦，咁都系可以咧，系好畅顺咁样样穿透呢个成个嘅研究地点嘅，咁故此系唔会对当地系造成有不良嘅 空气流通的影响的。此外呢，我们亦都是有做过初步的地质工程和环境的评估。整体而言呢，这个意义的发展呢是可行的，亦都不会为地区呢带来不良的影响的。至于呢，就住在海港规划原则和指引方面呢，这个规划检讨的过程里面呢，其实就已经是充分地考虑了有关的原则和指引的了。咁以意发展呢，就透过采纳咗一个综合嘅规划嘅模式啦，将一个废置嘅矿场发展成为一个综合嘅住宅发展，而且呢就会提供小学啦、公园啦、步行径等咁嘅设施，增加当地嘅康乐设施，亦都系呢增加咗公众同埋海滨以及高地上面的康乐设施的联系的，并且会建议在山坡和茶果岭村里面的休憩用地就进行环境的改善工程，将整体的环境是改善的。以已的发展的规模和它的高度，房屋的坐向那些亦都照顾了和周边的配合的了，亦都是由上面那些技术评估里面显示到出来呢，整个的发展呢将会是一个可持续的发展啦，无论是交通啊，或者是空气流通啊，以及是视觉上面呢，都应该不会话带来这个附近有些什么不好的问题的。咁整体来讲呢，我们考虑呢这个意义发展呢，其实就已经符合了海港规划原则和指引的要求的啦。咁这个的我们的来紧这个意义发展呢，就已经是在1月8号呢就是咨询过观塘区区议会呢，亦都是获得普遍的支持。咁我们会继续呢同相关的持份者呢是联络同埋听取佢哋嘅意见啦。咁而家我哋当收集咗所有嘅意见之后呢，我哋会进一步考虑嘅意见，以完善呢而家个意义嘅总纲发展图，咁并且係嚟预备修订我哋嘅分纲计划大纲图咁样嘅。咁至于呢土木工程拓展处呢，亦都将会呢根据呢一个嘅规划检讨呢，就会进行一个工程可行性嘅研究嘅。咁我嘅简介系到呢度为止，多谢大家。
Okay, thank you very much. I don't know, but I think I have to make this comment because this presentation is to the Harbourfront Task Force. So as you have put in your the slide before this last one, we have some planning.Harbor principles, of which actually we have 8, and you have only addressed 3 of them. Well, especially we need to have project on the waterfront that fulfill these principles of giving a vibrant harbor, accessible harbor, and for public enjoyment. So from your presentation, it seems that it's more like a purely or a largely residential development project. So perhaps you need to can give us some feedback as to how this actually, you know, fulfills some of the others' harbor planning principle. You have it here, but it was not there and it's not that clear. But anyway, I'll let you come back with feedback and while we collect views from members. Okay, Paul?
Chair, we're the Harbourfront Commission of the Town Planning Board, and I had a feeling going through this presentation that the Planning Department thought that they were speaking to the Town Planning Board. I think the focus really is on the Harbourfront issues, and I think that the Planning Department has safeguarded the north, which is what is the characteristic of this site for the view for most people. It doesn't really deal with the waterfront itself along Cha Kwo Ling Road. It's really the hinterland that is being dealt with. So I have no further comments other than I hope we can, you know, you could in your design planning review for the site or in the design specification of these buildings, put in some requirement to make these things look different than the rest of Kowloon East. The Kowloon East is a wall of identity. At least it looks so. It looks from this side. If people who look across, there is this homogeneous wall of buildings. And if there is any way we can change that, you know, even if it's just by specifying the color of the building to be brown instead of white, or otherwise, to, you know, if we can find a way of getting a change in the appearance and break that monotonous wall. I think that would be an improvement, at least for people, for visually. I have one comment to make is, when you show future condition, why don't you show the road? This picture doesn't show the new road that's going to be built between Chun Kwan O and connected with T2. It shows the knoll as it is, but not with the road that will come down in the future here. So it says future condition, but that's not really the future condition. The future condition, there will be a road running over it, and that's not being shown. But that's to me just, you know, I think if you show future, you show the entire future, not the part future. But that's just a comment on the side, Chair. Thanks.
Thank you. Is there any other comment, Carlos?
唔該，Chair Lady。咁我其實想問問關於呢個public engagement 嗰個 part 嘅，其實就我即係你哋已經諮詢過觀塘區議會啦，咁同埋嚟講，你哋會將會係諮詢其他 relevant 嘅 stakeholder。咁我想問兩個問題啊，其實嚟講咧就話咧，你哋諮詢觀塘區議會嗰陣時咧，其實或者係做諮詢嗰陣時咧，有冇 make it clear 咧，你哋有啲 Harbourfront principle 咧係要遵守嘅，佢哋嗰個俾 feedback 嗰陣時咧。 係要 take into consideration of 呢啲 harbourfront development principle 嘅，第一樣嘢就佢哋唔會提出一啲異議，就話 contrary to 呢個 harbourfront management 嘅，即係我覺得你哋會唔會做咗呢樣嘢先咧？與其好多爭論嗰陣時咧，就話咧佢哋提翻出一啲反建議咧，其實就話可能就話影響到 harbourfront 嘅 principle 嘅 compliance 嘅，咁我覺得就可以會唔會做咗啲咩？第二樣嘢就話咧。 當你講嗰個 relevant stakeholders 嘅，你哋講緊邊幾個？其實你哋係呢個 relevant stakeholder 嘅 consultation engagement， 你哋會 formally 做啊，還是 informally 咁做嘅咧？其實就啊。Hey,
thank you, Carlos. Is there any other comments from members? If not, let us hear the feedback from Planning Department, please.
Thank you. Thank you for the comments. First of all, about the compliance with the harbour planning principles and guidelines, I think because due to the technical problem, we haven't shown all our requirements, which have been complied with the planning principle guidelines. But anyway, we have set out clearly in the paper, in paragraph 12 of the paper, we have set out clearly, point by point, about all set out all the planning principles, which we think have the proposed development have in compliance with all these planning principles, including the preservation of the Victoria Harbour engagement with the stakeholders, sustainable development, integrated planning, proactive harbour enhancement, accessible harbour, and public enjoyment. All this point have been incorporated in the paper. But if you want any more elaboration, please let me know. Okay. Regarding Paul's comment about the site characteristics, actually, when we examine this site, we have identified the opportunities and constraints of this site as a basis for our baseline study to formulate different development options and scenarios. And our proposed development has taken into account the surrounding development, including the building height, the terrain, the topography, and the building height of the of this area. And we try to keep this development congruous with the surrounding area in terms of building height. And as you can see, we try to keep the site formation to minimum, and to allow only a medium density development, okay, which is very compatible with the surrounding area. And we also have taken into account different sustainable planning guidelines, including the stepped building height. So you can see from the photo montage, it blends in well with the surrounding. And in terms of building height, it is compatible with the surrounding existing developments, such as the Laguna City and the Scenery Garden. Regarding the photo montage, we're sorry that we haven't shown the road, the proposed road, but it will be if you are referring to Trunk Road T2, that means connecting the Lam Tin General Tunnel and the Central Current, which will be an underground Trunk Road, Road T2. But if you are talking about the access road for this one, then we need a different angle of perspective to show the road. Here we cannot see the road because the road is at the back of the green lots. Okay, we will make use of the existing. Actually, we do not propose any additional road. We will make use of the ex-Corey SS road, upgrade it into a standard road. We will be the main access to this proposed development. Professor Carroll, 兩點，第一點就係我哋諮詢呢一個觀塘區議會嘅時候，有冇提及到嗰、那個海港呢啲嘅原則？咁其實我哋由第一日開始做呢個嘅時候咧，我哋都了解到呢一個咧係一個海邊嘅地點嚇。咁、我哋一路亦都會跟住呢一個海港呢啲規劃嘅指引嘅。咁所以咧，其實呢一個嘅規模同埋現時呢一啲嘅高度啊，同埋嗰個主要嘅發展參數咧，完全都係一樣嘅。咁但係我哋當然講到俾呢一個觀塘區議會嘅時候咧，佢哋大致上我了解到所有嗰啲嘅觀塘區議員咧都接受呢一個嘅方案嘅，即係接受呢一啲主要嘅發展嘅參數。咁佢哋都唔覺得咧同嗰個海港有啲乜嘢嘅抗拒或者係唔相符嚇。咁所以其實我相信大致大家都係一致嘅。咁至於嗰、那個我哋同持份者呢個嘅諮詢咧，咁其實就可以話有呢一個正式，亦都有非正式。非正式嘅咧，其實我哋之前亦都係揾一啲區議員，特別係附近呢、這、一個喺呢個擬議發展地點附近嗰啲嘅有關嘅地區嘅議員，同佢哋傾過啦。其實實際上我哋亦都行過添，啲出去地盤實際行一次。介紹俾佢哋聽，特別佢哋其實地區人士咧最關心嘅其中一個項目咧就係交通嚇，咁所以咧我哋特別同佢哋行一個圈嚇，去過曬我哋五個擬議嗰個交通嗰個改善嗰啲措施嘅地點，介紹過俾佢哋聽嚇。咁嚟緊嘅咧，我哋會喺上一次嗰個議會咧區議員有人提出嚟咧，就話要我哋再同呢一個麗港城居民。嚟到商議商談傾下，咁呢個冇問題嘅，我哋已經係安排緊嚇。咁、除咗之外咧，咁就茶果嶺村嘅居民亦都提出嚟嚇，咁、我哋亦都會嘅嚇。咁、而呢啲咧，我哋可以話係非正式啦嚇、我哋會係喺夜晚啊，或者係一啲星期六啊，就佢哋方便嘅時間啦。咁、而正式嗰啲咧，就譬如話係1月8日，我哋就正式喺呢個觀塘區議會咧，就諮詢觀塘區議會嘅意見嘅。多謝主席。
Yes, Carlos。
咁啊，關於呢個 public engagement， 其實我聽你講咧，其實就話對呢個環境保護，即係對啲咁嘅新區 develop 民咧，好多時都係嗰啲 NGO、Green NGO 咧最關心嘅。其實你哋有冇特別就話容許佢哋點樣參與？有冇特別即係話 invite 佢哋俾意見咧？因為所有屏風樓啊，所有嗰啲 green features 係佢哋最關注，佢哋亦都可能會俾啲市民咧。是不同的 perspective 的，可能更加是要求高少少。你有没有用渠道呢是容許他们或者invite他们发表意见呢？
有的，其实就譬如说有一些环境的环保的组织这个Green Sense， 咁佢哋其實都有信入嚟俾我哋講過佢哋嘅意見嘅，咁所以其實冇問題嘅，我哋其實開放嘅， 我哋公開，咁同埋就持一個開放態度。咁有無論係嗰啲所謂NGO 或者係環保組織，佢哋如果係有需要佢哋或者佢有意見嘅，我哋都歡迎佢哋提出嚟嘅。其實就住環保方面，我哋其實都已經係好大考慮嘅。你見到我哋頭先嗰個介紹，我哋盡量都會保留嗰個嘅綠化啦。其實我哋會加強個綠化添。咁另外咧就嗰啲山丘咧，我哋會保留。咁同埋咧就我哋會做一啲嘅改善工程。我哋會有一啲嘅行人徑。咁同埋咧就呢一個亦都喺呢一個規劃裏面咧，我哋預留咗有兩個20米闊嘅視覺同埋呢一個通風廊等等點。同埋咧，我哋預計咧喺我哋呢個設計嘅時候，我哋會預計嗰啲嘅樓嗰個嘅分隔啦。咁亦都會預計佢哋會符合最新嗰個嘅可持續建築嗰個設計嘅指引嘅。多謝主席。
Thank you, Franklin。
唔該，主席。咁就我呢、這個就唔係直接係 Harbourfront 嗰、那個、那個問題，不過我就睇嗰、那個嗰啲樓咧，而家擺個擺法咧，其實有啲都好似即係雖然已經預留咗20米嘅即係間距啦，咁但係以呢、這個高樓大廈嚟講咧，咁其實都可能唔夠。咁尤其是如果你睇翻嗰個平面圖咧，咁啊左下角嗰度咪有三間咁。咁其實睇到佢有啲單位咧，其實係嚴即係對望嗰個情況咧，非常之唔係好理想嘅。咁我就明白到啦，因為 OSAP 梗係限制咗你嗰個高度啊，唔可以超過某一啲。咁但係即係可能我哋成日都講啊，喺呢度都有講就係話，即係當你撳住佢喺某一個高度，你又要起翻咁多嘢嘅時候，咁即係啲嘢齊一齊撳扁咗啦 ，spread 開咗啦，咁所以咧，其實你睇某一張相咧，就話頭先嗰個 paper 嘅第 plan number six plan six 嗰度咧，即係嗰張相咧就想話現有嘅情況係咁，整完呢啲新嘅大廈之後咧。個樣都係咁，咁但係其實呢現有個情況呢，我自己覺得呢就唔係一個理想嘅情況嚟嘅。一睇睇落去呢，已經見到成排屏風樓喺度，咁你再加一個細啲嘅屏風喺度。咁所以呢就我唔知係即係規劃處係唔係可以呢喺呢度研究一下，其實呢可唔可以掹走一兩間樓，而係將嗰啲 floor area 呢擺返喺現有你冇掹走嘅樓上面，咁稍稍呢提高啲高度。咁嘅時候呢未必，因為其實高嘅樓呢，即係如果大家都係越高又越起得多嘢嘅話，咁當然就會再起啲高大嘅屏風樓啦。但如果你個 floor area 冇變，你起高咗呢，咁其實喺一個 elevation 上面呢，你會睇到係通透咗嘅。咁所以就想睇下，即係可唔可以，如果仲有機會嘅話，可唔可以研究下咁樣去做，會唔會有一個睇落去其實更加舒適嘅環境可以做到出嚟呢？
Right. Well, actually, I want to advise Plan D to take into account a member's comment in finalizing this planning review for the site. And actually, I did read the paper and your harbor planning principles, but actually I have some remark with this really, for example, and I was expecting more details about that in your presentation. Now, perhaps we can justquickly look at your page 10, your proactive harbor enhancement. I think that also relates to what Franklin has been referring to. And you under E, proactive harbor enhancement, you says the proposed development comprising a residential development with quality urban design, of which that we don't see the quality urban design in this presentation and in the paper, and how, and the landscaping features, together with a number of environmental enhancement works, which once again, we're not sure what that particular environmental enhancement works would be, to enhance the environment in the harbourfront area. So hopefully when you take this forward, and in saying that this project actually fulfilled the harbour planning principles, that could be, in a sense, more specific rather than that this is just in line and making it really a good project for the harbourfront. Thank you very much. Thank you. So is there any other additional comments? If not, thank you. Thank you, Eric and Paulina.